In Western Iowa Conference play, Missouri Valley beat Underwood 3-1. Trainer over Audubon 3-0. Tri-Center beat AHST in 3 straight. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, it was Adair Casey over Peyton Sherdan 3-0. Cam, a winner over Iowa Christian Academy 3-2. Exira EHK topping East Green 3-1. Glidden Ralston beat Walnut 3-2. And it was Orient Maxburg over Ankeny Christian 3-2. Elsewhere around the region in girls volleyball last night, Arweva beat Whiting 3-0. Bondurant Farrar over Carroll 3-1. Carroll also beat Seidel 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard over West Central Valley 3-1. Earlham beat Guthrie Center 3-1. IKM Manning in 4 games, defeating Boyer Valley. Nishnabotna beat Villisca 3 straight. Nottoway Valley swept 3 from Lennox. St. Albert a 3-1 winner over Bergen, Fremont Bergen of Nebraska. Stanton beat Essex in 3, and West Monona 3-sweep over West Harrison last night. Joe Paterno prodded reporters and poked fun at himself. Penn State's head coach was in a good mood for someone trying to get his team ready to face a Big Ten nemesis in Iowa. The Hawkeyes are 8-1 against the Nittany Lions since 2000, including 3 straight wins. Paterno said Tuesday he hadn't talked about Iowa's run with his players. He's focusing on the positives instead, like the return home to Happy Valley. Linebacker U is 5th in the FBS in total defense. The kicking game has settled down with the emergence of Anthony Farrah. The offense, though, remains a concern, particularly in the red zone. Paterno gave no hints that he would stray from his 2-quarterback system against the Hawkeyes on Saturday. We'll have that Iowa game live for you here on Saturday. 12:30 is the pregame show. 2:35 is kickoff. Well, the suspension of Iowa backup quarterback A.J. Derby has elevated John Winkie to the number 2 spot behind James Vandenberg. Winkie, a 6'5" junior from Tuscola, Illinois, had thrown just 1 career pass for the Hawkeyes entering Saturday's game at Penn State. Derby beat out Winkie for the backup job, but Derby will miss Saturday's game and the October 15th home game against Northwestern after being arrested last weekend and charged with criminal mischief and public intoxication. Ferentz says Derby will practice during his 2-week suspension. Iowa's best bet is to keep Vandenberg healthy. Vandenberg has thrown for 10 touchdowns through 4 games and has directed the Big Ten's leading pass offense at 281 yards per game. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes thinks his team now has a better understanding of the harm that turnovers cause. Cyclones survived 10 turnovers in winning their first 3 games because the defense made some critical stops and the offense eventually brought the team from behind. But 3 first-quarter turnovers doomed the Cyclones in a 37-14 loss to number 11 Texas last Saturday. The Longhorns jumped out to a 13-0 lead off those turnovers and Iowa State never recovered. Iowa State, which plays at number 25 Baylor Saturday night, is tied for dead last among the nation's FBS teams in turnover margin at -2 per game, and only Colorado has been penalized more often than Iowa State. Well, the University of Missouri curators voted Tuesday to consider leaving the troubled Big 12 for another conference. Speculation has centered on a possible Missouri move to the Southeastern Conference, which recently agreed to accept Texas A&M from the Big 12 starting next year. The Big 12 also has lost Nebraska and Colorado to other major conferences. The University of Florida Police Department says it's investigating a claim that Gators defensive tackle Dominique Easley attacked a former Alabama player outside Ben Hill Griffin Stadium following the Tide's 38-10 victory. UPD Major Brad Barber says the investigation should be done this week and that Easley could be charged with battery. Barber says Easley's attorney, Huntley Johnson, declined a request for his client to be interviewed Tuesday. Former Alabama defensive back Reggie Miles filed a complaint with the police department alleging that Easley attacked him without provocation shortly after midnight on Sunday. In NFL news, Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says he expects Ben Roethlisberger to be under center when his struggling team faces surging Tennessee on Sunday at Heinz Field. Roethlisberger sprained his left foot in the 4th quarter of a 17-10 loss to Houston. An MRI on Monday revealed no significant damage, but Tomlin said his quarterback could be limited early in the week. However, linebacker James Harrison will be out indefinitely after fracturing the orbital bone in his right eye. He'll have surgery this week, and there's no timetable for his return. Colts defensive tackle Eric Foster will miss the rest of the season after partially dislocating his right ankle in the Monday night loss to Tampa Bay. Cornerback Philip Buchanan has rejoined the Washington Redskins after his 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Buchanan was on the field Tuesday as the Redskins went through a light practice before taking a 5-day bye week break. Brown's return specialist Josh Cribbs is one of three Cleveland starters not practicing because of injuries. Cribbs sustained a slight knee sprain during Sunday's loss to Tennessee. He was not on the field Tuesday as the Browns began their bye week. Also missing were Pro Bowl center Alex Mack, who underwent an appendectomy on Monday, and cornerback Joe Hayden, who sprained his knee in the loss. The Seattle Seahawks have placed linebacker Matt McCoy on injured reserve. That was after he suffered a knee injury early in Sunday's loss to Atlanta. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies are now one victory away from returning to the National League Championship Series, thanks to Ben Francisco. He cracked a three-run pinch-hit homer for all of the Phillies' runs in their 3-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals to grab a 2-1 lead in their National League playoff series. Ryan Madsen earned a 5-out save as he induced a double play to escape the eighth and gave up a run in the ninth before nailing down his first multi-inning save of the year. The Phillies, favored to win it all after a franchise-record 102-win season, can finish off the wild card Cardinals in game four tonight, today with Roy Oswalt opposing Edwin Jackson. We're on the air at 4:12 this afternoon with the pregame show. 5:07 is the scheduled first pitch in that one today. The Arizona Diamondbacks crushed Milwaukee 8-1 to take their must-win Game 3 as Paul Goldschmidt cracked a fifth-inning grand slam to break the game open. Josh Colemanter shut down the Brewers on two hits over his seven innings. Colemanter and two relievers combined on a three-hitter. Game 4 is Wednesday night with Arizona's Joe Saunders opposing Randy Wolf of the Brewers this evening. That game out in Arizona. With the New York Yankees season on the line, up and down A.J. Burnett was just fine. The struggling Yankee right-hander came up big in their 10-1 rout of Detroit. That ties their AL championships or their AL division series at 2 games apiece and sends it now back to New York for deciding Game 5 Thursday night at Yankee Stadium. Burnett held the hard-hitting Tigers to 4 hits and 1 run in 5 2/3 innings of work. He got some first-inning help from a spectacular running catch in center field by Curtis Granderson, who also turned in another web gem later in the game against his former team. Derek Jeter bounced back from a game-ending strikeout Monday, putting the Yankees ahead to stay with a 2-run double in the third inning. Granderson also had an RBI double, and New York broke it open then with 6 runs in the 8th inning. The Texas Rangers have turned on the power as they clinched their second straight ALCS berth. Adrian Beltre hit 3 solo home runs, and the Texas Rangers beat Tampa Bay 4-3 yesterday to wrap up their American League Division Series with a 3-1 victory. It's the 7th time a player has hit 3 home runs in a postseason game. The power surge began early as Ian Kinsler hit Jeremy Hellickson's 2nd pitch of the game into the left field seats. Beltre connected off Hellickson in the 2nd and 4th innings. He also went deep off of Tampa Bay reliever Matt Moore in the 7th. Beltre is the first player to hit 3 homers in the postseason game since Adam Kennedy did it for the Anaheim Angels in the 2002 ALCS. Well, St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa has been fined for criticizing an umpire in a televised interview during a playoff game. Major League Baseball fined La Russa an undisclosed amount for his remarks Sunday night. Early in the game against Philadelphia, La Russa told TBS that plate umpire Jerry Meals had 2 different strike zones. Red Sox owner John Henry says the team has begun searching for a new manager to replace Terry Francona and that interviews could begin next week. Houston Astros outfielder Jordan Schaefer has been arrested in Florida and charged with felony possession of marijuana. Also, the L.A. Dodgers have declined the 2012 club options on infielder Casey Blake and pitcher John Garland, both of whom had season-ending surgeries. Well, the Iowa State women's basketball team is looking for a new identity. Kelsey Bolte was the face of the team last season, but she's gone now after averaging 17 points in leading the Cyclones to a 22-11 record in their 5th straight NCAA tournament berth, so the search is on now for a new leader. Anna Prinz, a 6'7" junior who has battled injury and illness throughout her career, is one possibility. Forward Hallie Christofferson, a 6'3" sophomore, is another, and guard Lauren Mansfield is a good enough shooter to increase her scoring. Coach Bill Fenley says he isn't sure yet who will become the team's go-to player, but he says it's essential that someone step up if the Cyclones are to repeat as an NCAA tournament team. And push has come to shove in the NBA labor talks, which have broken down after 4 hours of fruitless talks. The NBA has canceled the remainder of the preseason and will wipe out the first 2 weeks of the regular season if there's no labor agreement by Monday. Commissioner David Stern and Deputy Commissioner Adam Silver made the announcement after owners and players met for about 4 hours Tuesday, but they came no closer to an agreement. According to Stern, we were not able to make the progress that we hoped we could make, and we were not able to continue the negotiations. No further meetings are scheduled. Players had offered to reduce their guarantee of basketball-related income from 57% to 53%, which they said would have given owners back more than $1 billion over 6 years. But they said the owner's last proposal had them at 47%. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.